This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer. I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Dr. Rashid Batar, back at it, Advanced Medicine this hour. Didn't they call you the doctor of magnesium or something? Wasn't that you said early on in your doctor career?
Yeah, I was the nursing staff at a couple of the different hospitals referred to me as Dr. Magnesium, yep.
Doctor, see, this is appropriate because Super Don was dealing with some interesting things. I want to bring him right into the mix before we dive into the scientific fraud studies that we're going to talk about here. Super Don, just tell Dr. Batar the kind of symptoms you were having. He's not going to play doctor with you or anything, but you can share what happened. And then
oh,
you got
but
the
I like, to play doctor with Dr. Batar.
I'll play doctor with him.
Okay, all right. Go ahead, Don.
I think I got a consent statement or something that he signed sometime.
Yeah, he's okay. You guys are good.
Well, anyway, just long story short, I've been dealing with a restless, you know, it's not restless leg syndrome. I had that for a little while, but it's gotten into my arms, and it just bugs me every night that I go through this thing where I get that whole restless, creepy, crawly, crazy thing where I just can't be still because, my arms have that feeling like you get with restless leg syndrome. And it bugged me for a long time up until yesterday, when we were talking with Ian Clark and we're talking about magnesium. And so I tried yesterday for the first time this topical magnesium product that they've got called Ease. And last night, it just miraculously, for the first time in a long time, I actually went to bed and I didn't have that problem.
How fast can magnesium work?
Let me just tell you what happened because this is what I heard. I said, Don, say, well, I've been dealing with this problem, and the phone went dead.
No.
And then Patrick reconnects me, and I hear him say, Don saying, and so now I'm just doing great. I'm thinking, oh, perfect.
That's how fast magnesium works. See, I told you, Super Don.
No, Robert. Right. That's how good I am.
Yes, that's how good you are.
See?
That's great.
All right. I'm sorry about that.
The restless leg syndrome type thing, except you get it in your arms and
right.
stuff. I was dealing with that for a long time until I started taking some magnesium yesterday, and I slept last night for the first time in a long time.
So let me ask you this question, and probably Robert already knows this way before me even asking it, but here's the question. Mm-hmm. Have you stopped that one habit that I was astounded to find out that you participate in?
I'm still juggling chainsaws. I'm sorry. No, I haven't.
So this is like saying, well, you know, I've been having this problem with a fire.
Yes.
And you know, yesterday I did X, Y, and Z, and it's the first time I've slept. Oh, by the way, yes, I have not stopped pouring gasoline on that fire.
Oh my goodness, where are you going to make him admit?
Man,
I appreciate Don. Enough to not embarrass him publicly, but you know, it's coming to that point that soon the whole world will know, and then he's going to really be embarrassed that he's in this industry and he does, you know, and that he parts. I mean,
look, we don't have to tap dance around it. I will admit that, yes, I've been a smoker for quite a few years.
And oh, my God.
It is something that I still do.
Yeah.
No, look, I'm not going to hide from it. I mean,
and not just after sex.
It's true. It is true. Although the symptoms of the restless whatever, I don't even know what to call it. I can't call it restless leg syndrome because it's not my legs, but is something that I don't know. It came up.
But it's mineral depletion. I mean, this is the thing.
Okay.
Mineral depletion.
All right. So what we're getting at here, though, the magnesium seems to have had an effect on the symptom.
Very quickly.
Well, but the problem is this. It's a false sense of security, okay? Because magnesium is phenomenal at what it does, but you have to remember that there is an oxidative stressor that's here that hasn't gone away, and so your body's oxidative stress levels have increased over time, and so then the symptomology starts. Now you've given yourself magnesium, but at a certain point, the amount of magnesium that you're giving yourself will not alleviate the oxidative stress that you're constantly exposing your body to via the smoking. So the point is, yes, magnesium is a smooth muscle relaxer. It'll relax the vascular system. It causes vasodilatory type response. It is one of the most important intracellular, in fact, the most important intracellular. Some people say potassium, some people say magnesium, but magnesium and potassium intracellularly are the most important minerals. It's actually indicated in advanced cardiac life support for resuscitation standpoint, where magnesium is the first line of therapeutic that is indicated for torsades, which really has no other corrective components. So my point is that magnesium stabilizes the cardiac myocardium, the cardiac cells. It helps to cause a vasodilatory type response. It's basically a relaxer, and it also, as you've experienced, as Robert just mentioned, it's a mineral issue, so your body was depleted of minerals, and giving body magnesium does help with the restless leg syndrome. But again, it's a false sense of security, because you can't say I'm doing a certain habit that's causing, I'm going off the cliff, but the safety rope that I was thrown has helped me, because that safety rope is not the same as standing on stable ground.
Right. Well, and another thing we've talked about over the years here, smoking tobacco cigarettes, at least the way they're manufactured now, which is tobacco is one of the least of the ingredients, but you have a depletion of, because of the presence of cadmium, of selenium. Selenium drops. And, of course, we know critically how important selenium is. Not that we're trying to say only one mineral or only one magnesium. They all work in concert. But as you replenish 1 or 10 or 174, whatever the number is, to the optimal levels, you'll see function restored and dysfunction disappear, but you can compensate for certain things only so much. But, you know, even Dr. Bitar, even if you don't smoke, the fact is, what are we breathing, right? What are we drinking?
Yeah,
what are we eating?
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. And so that's not to negate the importance of minerals. In fact, I have long said, and you and I, Robert, have talked about this off the air. We've talked about this extensively on the air. I believe that remineralization is as important as taking out the heavy metals, if not more important.
Right.
So heavy metal toxicity has three mechanisms of action where it causes a deleterious effect. The first is, as we all know, oxidative stress. So we know that it's the rusting process. That's a toxicity from the metals. The second is mineral replacement or mineral displacement. So that's what you were just talking about when you talked about the selenium and some of the
other cadmium
minerals
displacing selenium. That's right.
Right, and it's not just cadmium will displace selenium.
Sure.
Mercury will displace selenium. Yeah, many of these different things. And it's not just selenium. You know, you've got many other trace minerals that are affected this way. So you've got manganese, molybdenum, for selenium. You've got vanadium. You've got many of these other trace elements that get displaced. So the heavy metals come in, they displace the minerals, and then they, of course, lock up the metabolic processes, because these minerals, these trace minerals, act as enzymatic cofactors. And when they're displaced and metals take their place, now the metals can't function as those enzymatic cofactors, so it locks down the metabolic circuitry. So that's the second mechanism, is displacement. And then the last one is relatively less common than the first two, and that is allergenicity to the metals. And so when you look at these three different components, how heavy metals affect the body, we start to realize that the metals, taking them out, are very, very crucial. However, replacement of those minerals, because remember, the process of chelation, it's highly effective, but it is not selective. It pulled. I find myself sounding like Don King for some reason. I don't know why.
Boxing promotions.
So it's important to recognize that we are taking those metals out.
Yes.
But the process is not selective. So it's very good at taking out the metals, but it's also it doesn't discriminate between the good things and the bad things. So it takes everything out. So we have to put those minerals back in. So
right.
Mineral replacement is important for everybody, but especially for somebody who's chelating, it's very, very important, because many people will run into a problem while getting chelation because the minerals have been displaced. And that's the only real side effect from heavy metal toxicity, from the treatment aspect. And then coming into a scenario like you, Don, you know, you're not getting chelated, but it's a competitive inhibition is what it comes down to, because the higher oxidative stress is utilizing more, it's putting more of a stress in your body, so it utilizes more minerals. Minerals are very important for the endocrine system to work properly, for your entire body to work properly. So your body's compensating. So you're using more of these minerals up. You're using more of the B vitamins up. And so your body's need for them increases. And as you get older and as the oxidative stress increases, the body's resilience decreases. So the need for more minerals and vitamins becomes more paramount.
I've heard Super Don called many things, but never competitively inhibited. That was great. Super Don, by the way, do you have selenium? Because my wife's been asking if she wants to send you a care package to see if you have the minerals you need, you know. She was always concerned about you.
So, yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. So, like, Mr. Care Package here, Robert Scott Bell. So,
yeah, Robert, make sure you include a hammer in there so he can hit himself in the foot every time he...
I'm just going to send a picture of you, Dr. Bitar, so he can remember. You'll just come over there and stomp on him. Anyway,
right.
That was a great way to open, though. Hopefully to Super Don's benefit, not detriment, because we made him the star of the opening segment here on Advanced Medicine.
Well, I think that if it helps somebody else to understand this, you know how I feel about smoking. You know, in chapter in the fifth step or the ninth steps, I talk about the abstination from vices. And you know what I've said about smoking. So, Don, I don't know. I'm sure you've vicariously maybe lived through some of the stuff that we've talked about, but I don't know whether you've ever read the full book, but read the fifth step, and just I hope that it may make a difference.
Yeah,
I will do that. And you know what? Look, I've been saying for a long time I need to quit. So, maybe it's time.
I just think you need, since you're in the bayou of Louisiana, the alligator method, where every time you have a craving, you just got to go outside into the swamp
put it out in the middle of the bayou. Yeah.
Right. Put it there right next to the gators. If you want that pack bad enough, you got to wrestle. Wrestle the gator, and by then you'll be in such a good shape you won't need it anymore. All right, folks, we got more Advanced Medicine. Dr. Ashin Bitar, Super Don, making it sound so good. We got Patrick on the board. If you'd like to call in, 866-939-BELL. If you ever miss the show, medicalrewind.com, easiest place to get it for the Dr. Bitar Advanced Medicine. Hundreds of hours available also through robertscottbell.com. Back with more powerful healing after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
And Dr. Roger Bittar is super down here. RobertScottBell.com. If you missed the show, medicalrewind.com. We're transitioning over to the scientific studies. There, you know, it's not that there are never valid scientific studies. That's not what we're arguing when we go into the issues of scientific fraud. Or, well, the things that happen at CDC with suppression of information that linked the MMR to autism. Or these other vaccines, the Marisol autism. But there's an article here on Natural News, Dr. Bittar, you pointed this out. Scientific fraud published in reputable, quote-unquote, medical journals has soared more than 1,700% since 2004, according to a report.
2004, 2016, 12 years, 1,700% increase. How would you like that for a return on your money?
Wow. Well, I think that's probably guaranteeing a return on the money that's invested in vaccines or the pharmaceutical companies or drugs, because if they can't get these things passed legitimately and they have to answer to their stockholders, they better fraudulently pass something to get something approved or else they're done.
Yep. Yep, that's true. So, you know, the interesting component of this particular fact is that how many other studies have been built upon the framework and foundation of these fraudulent studies, because that is one of the ways that science supposedly works. You take what's already been studied, researched, substantiated, you build upon it. So how many other things have come from that 1,700% increase in fraudulent studies? And we know that it's exponential. It goes, you know, it's almost like vertical. If you were to graph it, it's just vertical off the chart. What was that gentleman, the anesthesiologist? Remember, Robert, we covered this about 4 or 5 years ago. He did like 12 different studies that he published. All the data was fabricated, and they found that those studies over the last 12, 15 years had been referenced over 1,000 times in other studies.
Yeah, I don't remember the guy's name, but yeah, you think about that. It isn't just his studies that were garbage. Everything that was based on his data, which was basically imagined into existence fraudulently, also had to be retracted because the whole field of anesthesiology was suddenly just tossed to the wind.
That's exactly right. And so the problem is that this type of myth and fantasy, I'm not even sure if you can call it fantasy, but myth, at least it perpetuates so-called science, but it's nothing more than myth, and now it's propagated as the truth. And anybody that goes against that truth, that so-called truth, is now considered a heretic. And our whole process becomes skewed. And I don't know who wrote that study or that 1,700% increase, making that observation, but they really need to be commended, because somebody who carries that type of news risks the possibility of being crusaded for just carrying that message.
Yeah, well, this was published about the story about it originally in the Wall Street Journal. And, the studies that were uncovered here, the Celebrex, remember Scott Rubin, the Celebrex from Pfizer, that study? I mean, people die from this stuff. I mean, you alter the course of medicine in many ways with these so-called breakthrough studies that aren't breakthrough studies at all, unless they're breaking through the barriers of fact and basically pretending to or parading as fact so that, again, profit could be had. And, this is these hallowed halls, if you will, of peer review, of scientific journals. And I'm still scratching my head. Maybe this is why. I talked about Marcia Angel was the former New England Journal of Medicine editor-in-chief, and we interviewed her here about her book, The Truth About the Drug Companies. And she wrote about this many years ago from the inside, the New England Journal of Medicine, for goodness sake. And here I was, thought she had died, and I'm thinking maybe because she covered so many studies that have resulted in the deaths of so many because they were fraudulent.
Yeah, that's true, but she hasn't died, though, right?
No, that's what I'm learning. Like today, I was so certain she was dead. Not that I'm happy. I'm happy she's alive. But again, super dumb. We started the show this way. I'm just like still trying. I'm talking to my wife to check the database to see if we had deceased in our database of all our guests. Find out what happened.
But, anyway. You're going to be the one not being able to sleep tonight.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to need extra magnesium or something.
Well, it's interesting, though, when you start looking at authors like this that were part of the system that kind of come out, and I guess all of us at some point were part of the system. I mean, I know I certainly was part of the system, and maybe in some ways I'm still part of the system, but the more evolved, hopefully more aware part. But the point is that as people make that transition, what happens to them? And I wonder why this person, you haven't heard from her again. Oh, has she written any more books?
No, we're going to find out when we come back from this break. Also, we've got more stories on this pharmaceutical fantasy. That it is. It's a pharmaceutical fantasy with a PH before it, not an F. But I give them an F as a grade. We'll be back with more Powerful Healing and Advanced Medicine after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, if we missed the show, of course, with Dr. Bittar, when we do advanced medicine, easiest place, medicalrewind.com. Of course, at robertscottbell.com, all the show notes links up, as well to archives with our syndicator, GCN, and Talk Network, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Podcast through Epic Times, and UK Health Radio, and the new SoundCloud archive. So we got it all over the place, bringing this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty to the world. Thank you, Dr. Bittar, for being with us each and every week. And having the time to not read the news until you get on the show with us.
Well, I should thank you for that, Robert, for giving me the opportunity of getting my news from the Robert Scott Bell Show, right?
Yeah, that's right. This is the kind of thing that's uplifting, even though we cover some stories that we go, man, I'd be bummed out about that. But always focused on what you can do, not that you're trapped and you're a victim, but in fact that you can do these things, you can recover. And I'm glad to do that with you. Now, we were just talking about the pharmaceutical fantasies, if you will, of valid science, the peer-reviewed, the gold standard, and all of that, and how we've seen an increase of 1,700% of fraud in the last 12 years. And you know, as people are waking up, we've talked about shifts in consciousness, whatever you want to call it, they're increasingly desperate to hold on to this power, to hold on to this profit. And in order to do that, they have to make stuff up because they can't, there's no big blockbuster drugs on the horizon. They've said this for many years, so they're really relying on our fear of the virus, for instance, to allow more vaccines into the schedule. And I've said this, the Zika virus is merely a cover story for vaccine damage to DNA and other things, and pesticide damage, and of course the liability that would accompany it from those manufacturers of those products, for instance. And it's so much easier to blame a virus, and then you can actually produce more drugs and more vaccines to so-called counteract the very thing you're creating.
Yeah, this is something that, believe it or not, I hate to bring politics into the picture, but this is where the email, I don't know if I sent that to you, Robert, or not, but Putin was interviewed, and he just, in a very, very blunt, in-your-face manner, listed everything you just said and how the West was extending their influence and their misinformation, and that's where all this, you know, disease, the vaccine injuries, the He talks about how this is part of how the West is orchestrating their ultimate game plan. And, of course, you know, they kind of, the way they wrote it up was like, you know, they ridiculed him for talking about this. But for those of us that actually know the truth, he delineated it completely the way it really is without any fanfare or any, you know, political correctness. He just laid it right out. And he was right. He talked about vaccines. He talked about autism. He talked about how the population was being dumbed down, how the population was becoming more toxic. He talked about it without using your word of sheeples. He basically talked about how that's what we were creating with sheeple. And I really found it to be astounding that here was a head of a country, a head of a major, major power that was laying it right out, and how the media just said, you know, how ridiculous this guy is. And he was saying the truth.
Yeah,
completely laying it out. So
I think we were so stunned by Putin's words in that regard that we thought it was like a joke. Somebody was making it up. And I think they validated, in fact, that he had said that. Now, I'm not saying, and you're not saying, that Putin's not a politician opportunist wanting to lead his own people in a way. But he seems to, at least via those words, be more concerned about the health of his people than our government is concerned about the health of us. And that's patently obvious, no pun intended on the use of the term patent, in the medical monopoly that we have and attacks on natural doctors, if you can call them that, or basically doctors who utilize more natural mechanisms or means, even though you and I, we've described how the synthetic amino acids associated with intravenous chelation are not necessarily natural in the same sense of the word, but how they are counteracting an unnatural spike, if you will, in toxic interaction with the world.
You are so politically correct, Robert. Sometimes you're like such a nice guy. Yeah. I mean, for those that are listening, that I mean, the actual way was I stopped somebody who was giving me all sorts of accolades, and somebody who called in, I think it was a nurse practitioner, she said how I was the greatest natural healer or something like that. I don't remember. And I stopped her and I thanked her, but then I said, what the hell is so natural about taking a needle and introducing it into the body and then introducing synthetic amino acids via that needle into the body? What's natural about that? And then Robert said to me over the break, way to beat up on somebody who's giving you a compliment. So you see how polished and how cleaned up you did that version, so that, you know, it wasn't. I know that what I said was harsh, but
it
I don't consider myself a natural.
It was pointed and poignant in that you point out, it's just like when we say, you know, I don't want food with chemicals in it. If you really say that, you don't want any food because all food is made up of chemicals too, right?
Right.
Although we're not talking about the vital force, the life force, and how it's interrupted by certain chemicals, synthetic chemicals, toxic chemicals. But at the same point, yeah, I'm a stickler for language, and I get that, and I think it's important. I appreciate it. But I think the idea of what Putin said about how dumbed down we are in the West is a valid point. Whether you like Putin or not, he's making a valid point.
Exactly. And I think it comes back to the same analogy when this lady had called in that, you know, if you want to say that, you know, it's not accurate to say that there's nothing natural about what I'm doing, but if you want to say that the goal is to reestablish the body's balance into the original natural state is a goal, that's true. But it took extraordinary circumstances to get the body to that point, and it takes extraordinary means to revert that process back. And so when you come to Putin, it's the same type of thing. It is an extraordinary sequence of events over the last 100, 150 years that's led us to this point, and it is going to take extraordinary change to get the planet back in realignment. And whether or not you agree with him, I mean, think he's a good guy or a bad guy, the truth is the truth, and it doesn't matter who admits the truth, it is still the truth. And
well,
so that's
exactly.
The point that I was
No, no, it's an important point to bring up. And then here we have another thing related to studies we were talking earlier. Undeniable evidence from numerous studies proving that fluoride causes cancer. It's not just a neurotoxic substance, but in fact, it contributes to the manifestation of cancer in the body. And again, it's in the scientific literature. And at this point, when you look at fraud, you're like, well, why would anybody fraudulently do that? Who benefits by that, right? There's not. And so your only fraud would be towards the statements that fluoride is completely safe because you profit off the selling of a toxic waste product.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what it comes down to. Who would profit from certain things? It always comes back to, it's not necessarily profiting from the information, but the misinformation that generates sales is where the profit comes from.
Exactly. And the scientific establishment has been manipulated. The journals are no longer, again, we come back to the editor of the New England Journal of Medicine. We've quoted the Journal of the American Medical Association. We've quoted editors for The Lancet, the British Medical Journal. They're all confirming what we're reporting here and what we have for years, that you can no longer rely on the peer-reviewed literature. It's not to say there's no legitimate science occurring that is fact-based and is not agenda-driven. But you cannot just blindly pick a journal, open it up, point to it, and go, well, yeah, that's definitely infallible. That you do that, at your own peril.
Exactly. And you've got this study with the scientific fraud, 1,700% increase since 2004. That's over 140% increase every year. And to appreciate that, if you start looking at your money, if you were making 140% on your money and from a bank or from some kind of investment, that would be an extremely, extremely rare and healthy return. So 1,700% is not a minimal type of a thing. And so when you start looking at the scientific fraud that's being published and you start looking at many of these other components that we've just outlined, you know, how much does it take? How many people does it take to start realizing that, wait a second, there is a fundamental flaw in our system? In fact, they had to pass laws, congressional laws had to be passed to prevent doctors from accepting money from pharmaceutical companies because that's how they would manipulate the outcome of some of their research. There are laws that were passed in place that prevented pharmaceutical companies from advertising their drugs on television, and those were changed in the 80s, and I didn't even realize. I don't remember before then. I was just a kid, I guess. I was in high school. But, you know, before then, and U.S. is like one of the few countries that allows pharmaceutical companies to advertise on TV. But before 1980s, we weren't allowed to do that here in the States either.
No, it exploded after that. They knew what they were doing, and that's why that money is being spent there. And that's why the media, you know, loves Big Pharma, because big money comes to them as well. So they rarely are going to promote a message that goes against their major advertisers. Now, here's another case of science being a little different than what you hear about in the so-called peer-reviewed journals. Anecdotal. Observational. Right? How many moms there are reporting after seeing the movie Vaxxed about their children who were fine, developing wonderfully, and then reverted, if you will, or backslid significantly after the vaccines, the healthy baby visit. We got a story here out of Health Impact News, headlined, "Why Not Vaccinating My Kids Was the Best Decision I Ever Made." And Tasha Davis tells that she has 8 children. The first 6 were vaccinated. The final 2 were not. And she says her only kids who don't have chronic health ailments are the 2 that were not vaccinated.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive. And Robert, it comes back to what you were talking about, the media and big pharma and how they manipulate the situation by paying for the advertising fees. The media loves that because they get all this big money coming into the news stations because they can advertise. They get these huge budgets to advertise. And this is not this lady's experience, for example. She was mesmerized and led to believe that there was a way to help her children. She ended up, getting the vaccines. Unbeknownst to her, the destructive components of the vaccines, her doctors had told her she believed. And now she makes the decision not to vaccinate her two youngest children. And, of course, they don't have any health problems. And so she sees that. But, again, look at the role of the media in there. And lest somebody thinks that this is not true and we're exaggerating, when I think it was NBC Today or ABC Today, whatever that show is, when the editors of that show or the producers of that show, they have a child with autism and they decide to do big expose back in around 2007, 2008. And they contacted a number of different people. The publishers called me or the editors called me. And they said that, interestingly enough, every avenue they went down would end up with my name being mentioned somewhere. And either I walked on water or I was the biggest scumbucket that ever lived. And they said that nobody said anything in the middle ground. They said they wanted to have me on the show. Boyd Haley was scheduled to be on the show. They interviewed me on the phone. Then we had tickets scheduled for us to fly out to New York for the filming. And 3 days before, everything was canceled. And I talked to Boyd about this afterwards. And I said, Boyd, what happened? And Boyd said, it was him and I that they didn't want on there because essentially came down that their budget, their media budget, was going to be slashed $500,000 per spot. They were going to pull the ad for the next 6 months if I was going to be in the show.
Wow. Yeah, it's absolutely incredible, but that's what happens. That's why it works that way and why you want to unplug from the pharmaceutically conflicted mainstream media and listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, especially here when we have Dr. Batar doing advanced medicine. By the way, vanvcd.org, that's where we're getting a lot of anecdotes and stories being told about the healthiest kids being unvaccinated.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're new to the show, particularly when we do our advanced medicine segments, Dr. Vitar is also the author of the international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. And check it out. You can link it in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Dr. Vitar, I mentioned right at the end of the last break, the vanvcd.org, because it was related to, you know, people say, well, that's not scientific. People are just self-reporting. Well, that's the basis, observation and reporting. The basis of science is that. And then they say, well, let's take it a step further. You don't dispute and say, well, it's not valid because all you're doing is observing. And in fact, the things that are being reported are stunning, not shocking to us because of what we've seen. But can you talk about a little bit some of the information coming through VanVCD?
Yeah, it's. I'm glad you brought that up, Robert. First of all, let's talk about what the definition of science is. And as you said, science is the purest form of science as defined by, I believe it was Plato, is observation. And you first observe something, then you formulate a hypothesis from that observation, and then you test that hypothesis. Secondly, anybody that would be an idiot enough to say that this wasn't scientific would have just jeopardized their own integrity, because the SF-36 patient outcome-based research model is not only well-established, but it's being utilized by many of the big pharma companies out there and has been for the last 15 years or so. And so this is completely based on the subjective SF-36 patient outcome-based data model. And what we're doing, we're collecting subjective data, meaning the person's own experience, and then we're objectifying that data by putting it into analytical software, if you will, by basically extrapolating all the data and looking at where the clustering is occurring and what the people's observations are. And we're seeing conclusively that it is an extremely high level, like when you look at the intelligence factor for kids, for example, that it is a very high level of percentage of the children that are benefiting by not getting vaccinated. So as an example, if you look at children and you have the parents assessing where they are in their peer group, they're ahead of the peer group, they're with the peer group, or they're behind the peer group. The people that reported the children had not been vaccinated, it's something like 40% of the children are ahead of their peer group. None of them are behind their peer group, or maybe less than 1% is behind their peer group. Now you look at the children that have been vaccinated, conversely speaking, it's something like maybe 2% are in the ahead of the peer group, but more than 40%, completely flipped opposite. In fact, I think it's even more, something like 48%. I can't remember because it's constantly changing. As more people add into the data, the percentages are changing. Mm-hmm. But it's a very high level that are behind the peer group of children that have been vaccinated. So the injury aspect, and then looking at other disease processes, looking at the parents, looking at the mother and her medical history and how many vaccinations she'd had as a child, how many amalgams she has. We're looking at all this data, and it's mind-blowing because anybody can get in and do any analysis. You can pick the age of the child or the group. You can say, all boys between the age of 7 and 9 that have been vaccinated, and you can look at all that data. We've got people from all over the world that are coming into this data. It's just expanding beyond what we can ever imagine.
Folks, if you haven't plugged into it, vanvcd.org, vanvcd.org, and you can submit your own report there, and then you can search it for free.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, and let me just add on one more thing. VanVCD, people may say, what does that stand for? Vaccinated and non-vaccinated children's data.
Okay, vaccinated and non-vaccinated children's data, vanvcd.org. Do it. And by the way, our government is also in league with the pharmaceutical industry. If you doubt it, check out this next story. We're going to wrap up with it. We got about a minute left. U.S. creating pink commemorative coin to fund cancer research. You want to talk about pink washing? Our government is now in bed. Not that it's new, but they're just taking it to another level where they're printing up pink goldish coins to raise money for breast cancer and other research. Of course, all directed for varying degrees and ways of using chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery.
Yeah, it's a sad state because they're just perpetuating onto this myth.
Yep. So it isn't just big bad pharma. It's your government in league with it. And as much as Bernie talks a good game, he still doesn't understand how devastatingly dangerous and dunderheaded the pharmaceutical industry is, even if you remove the quote-unquote big money, which if you remove the big money from Big Pharma, there's no Big Pharma. And if you remove the monopoly, there's no Big Pharma. You bring the freedom back in, you got healing. You got healers coming out of the woodworks. And that includes you listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show and Advanced Medicine here with Dr. Rasha Bitar. Thanks, folks, for being on board. Thanks, Super Don. Thanks, Patrick, on the board. Dr. Bitar, take us out with that very special message, please.
That the power to heal is yours.
Yes, it is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.